Thank you all for coming to this session about dependency management. My name is Georgios Gousios. I'm assistant professor at the Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands. You can find me on the internet using this tag here on Twitter, GitHub, or any other social media of your choice. What I'm going to be talking about is basically a project that we are currently running, and that what it tries to do effectively is to scale static analysis at the ecosystem level for programming languages. We're in a room about dependency management, so I don't need to explain a lot what dependency management is. Basically on any programming language, we can have a dependency to a package, and this package can have its own dependencies. And dependency to dependency to dependency, if you're a computer scientist, you immediately understand that this forms a graph. And the graph has certain properties. For example, it is versioned, so every time that there is a new version of the package, we have a new version of the graph. The graphs are pretty big for common languages. For example, for Maven, it currently has around, the Maven repository has around 3.5 million artifacts. And an artifact in Maven is a package plus a version, so just in terms of nodes, it's pretty big, and also the number of connections can be pretty big as well. What we have been seeing lately is that such graphs are also very fragile. One thing that basically triggered much of the research community, at least, to do research into ecosystem happened in 2016 when somebody removed something from NPM, a very small package, just 11 lines of code, and in response, the whole internet died, basically. So it was very, very central into the NPM, let's say, dependency graph. So the whole there was no resolution that could work for many hours, and there was quite a bit of trouble there. The Equifax incident is also related to dependency management. More recent cases of failures, the event stream incident where somebody injected code to steal Bitcoin from user wallets. REST client that happened like 2-3 months ago, if I remember correctly. Again, it was it is a REST API client for Ruby, and somebody injected code to get login information and post it to another URL, and so on. The list goes on. Every week there is a new failure that we need to